Well, having a wonderful grasp of the obvious, let me say that we had two winter events this week. Did you know that they were coming? We all knew that they were coming. But if you were like me, you became a little bit too obsessed about their arrival. See, I love the weather. And so I'd watch Carrie Levin's forecast in the morning and every day see different amounts predicted and said, okay, I have my weather app, Weather Underground, on my phone, and I could check that, and I would check that very, very often. And I get frustrated because each hour the forecast would be different. And so too would be the alert. Oh, winter storm watch. Oh, winter storm warning. Oh, winter weather advisory, and so forth. And I should have known better. Our son, who is a business and econ major and minor, or it could be the opposite order, I don't know. But anyway, he told us last year that there's a lot of advertising going on in weather. And so when the forecast keeps on changing, we keep on going back and reading the forecast over and over and over again, not only do you receive a different forecast, but the opportunity for advertisers to sell us different things. Well, it doesn't matter. We know that it came. And you think that would be enough. You could think that looking out the window and now me being old enough to, I can feel it in my body, I would just know what was going on. But I'd say, oh, it's snowing, and then take out my phone and say, yeah, it's snowing. Or, oh, there's sleet now. Better check the phone. Oh, yeah, there's sleet. Oh, nothing's going on. Oh, yeah, the radar says there's a break between the clouds. Sometimes we're not awake enough for our own good. And me checking the phone over and over and over again to see the forecast shows me that I'm not fully present to what's going around. If I'm not fully present, therefore I'm not fully awake. And Jesus tells us today, watch out. Be fully awake, because I will come like a thief in the night. It hardly seems like a cheery Advent gospel reading, does it? It's not the stuff of Advent wreaths or Christmas trees or the sweet little baby Jesus we can hold in our arms, but rather we have the unexpected Jesus who says, hey, I'm coming, but you're not going to know when. But still, you should be awake and you should be ready. So what is it to be ready? Tell the truth. It's again to be awake, to be fully present, because the reality is that God can do whatever God wants to do. And since Jesus is God, Jesus can come in any way Jesus sees fit. But we have to stop putting our expectations on how that will be, and even how we receive this gospel reading today, because American Christianity, unfortunately, has been influenced and polluted by the strange idea of the rapture, which is not scriptural. If you're here, Left Behind series and all that stuff, it's just garbage. It's worse than garbage. It's manure, for that stuff is not scriptural. There's no such thing in the Bible about the rapture. It was invented, actually, by another pastor in the 1830s in Scotland. He put together different parts of scripture from different parts of the Bible and came up with this idea to sell Bibles to make money. It didn't catch on really all that well in his native Scotland, but the Americans bought it hook, line, and sinker, and we still do. And so when we get a gospel reading like today, we think, oh, the good are going to be taken up and the bad will remain. But the days of Noah was the opposite. The bad were caught off guard and the good remained. Perhaps even now, those of us who still cling to the faith are the good. because Jesus keeps arriving over and over and over again. And the reality is that, yes, Jesus is going to come again, but we live in that tension of yet and not yet. That the arrival of Jesus has already happened, and we have to expect Jesus to come in any form, in any way that Jesus chooses fit. And perhaps by our own belief and faith, we've already said, yes, we're the ones that will remain. And the ones that remain are actually gifted with the opportunity of watchfulness, of being awake, of proclaiming the kingdom to those who are still asleep. Which also fits us from time to time, does it not? See, the thing is, when Jesus gives those examples in the flood and in the field and the grind mill, it's the stuff of everyday life. And sometimes we become all too consumed with our everyday life, like I do with my phone, that I'm not fully ready and not fully awake for the presence of God in the here and now in my life. It might seem like a strange thing for a pastor to say, because after all, it's my vocation to always be ready, to always be aware. But whenever it becomes routine, whenever it becomes rote, whenever it becomes an obligation, then we kind of lose the importance of it, the immediacy of it, and we just take it for granted. And therefore, I think that's what Jesus is saying to us when he says, wake up. Jesus is saying, hey, don't take anything for granted. Be aware, for I am coming. And that's a good thing. Jesus wants us awake to welcome him, to be part of the party, to be part of the rejoicing, to be included in all that is good. And so, the good news of this reading is that Jesus is giving us instruction, saying, hey, I want you to be here when I arrive, to be awake, to be ready for the party, because you are invited. And that's it. We are invited. And so this time of Advent, I challenge us all now to embrace the stewardship of time. See, I define stewardship as simply what we do after we say that we believe. Again, stewardship is what we do after we say that we believe. And we say there's stewardship of time, there's stewardship of treasure, there's stewardship of talent. During the season of Advent, we're going to embrace the stewardship of time. And right away, we think about stewardship of time, doing something else for others, which is true. But now, during the season of Advent, let's give God the time. Instead of looking at our phone every hour or more, offer a prayer. Instead of being caught off guard in all the prep for the season and all the stress of the season, give it up and give God the time. Pray like you haven't prayed before, realizing that when we pray, there should be a lot of silence as well. Because prayer is not a one-way conversation. It's a two-way conversation, and God does answer back, but not immediately, usually. We have to give it time to hear the still small voice answer our prayers. But please, my brothers and sisters in Christ, this Advent, embrace the stewardship of time and begin by giving God the time and being awake in our prayers, awake enough to listen. And God will answer, because we've already been invited to the party. With that, what else can we say? And we'll say, but to God be the glory, now and forever. Amen.